And the last time I timed it, it took me 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks for having me. Okay. The board's refusal to approve my plan to make New Testaments available to the students is both immoral and illegal. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about the morality of your refusal, and next month, I'm going to talk to you about the law, especially if litigating against devil worshipers, Satanists, and people against religion, which is litigation you can't lose. The law is totally in your favor, especially since there are so many U.S. Supreme Court decisions all in your favor. Plus the fact that there's no district or circuit court judge in Hopkinsville is going to overrule a board ruling that literature from those anti-Christian groups are correctly and rightfully harmful to children. After all, this country was founded on the Christian ethic, and that includes the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States, and the Emancipation Proclamation. Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew 12:30, "He that is not with me is against me." All of you Christian members of the board who are refusing to approve my plan to make the Word of God available to the students are actually behaving like anti-Christians. 1 John 5:17 states, "All unrighteousness is sin." James 4:17 states, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Thus, when you don't do what you know to be right and good, you commit a sin. No one has questioned the righteousness or the goodness of making New Testaments available to the students. Moses tells us in Deuteronomy 6:18, "And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord." St. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 3:12, "Yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." After the board has allowed access to the children for something that is good and right and in the best interest of the students, some anti-Christian group may well want to do the same and be willing to litigate against you to get it. But St. Paul tells us in the preceding verse, "What precautions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." David in Psalm 34:19 states, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all." But the best quote comes from Moses. It really hits the nail on the head. And that's Deuteronomy 31:6. "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." So, from a moral standpoint of view, you've got to approve my plan, and you can count on the Lord thy God to be with you when you do it. The number one thing Jesus Christ wants from us is faith. Faith in him, his word, and the triune God. So the big question is, do you really believe or not? Thanks for your time.